Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Preston M. Smith. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm Preston M. Smith, at PMS Artwork Everywhere on internet land and socials. I want to thank you for landing on this podcast. Whether you're a professional artist, just getting started in the art world, a collector of art, or just consider yourself a creative person, this podcast has something for you. I like to think of it as a fun way to rant and talk to other creative people about living the life of an artist, surviving and getting ahead in the art world, and enjoying your life. But most importantly, not waiting until you're dead to make it happen. All right, let's get started. Oh boy, oh boy. All right. Cut it. I like how that just completely fell apart at the end and started making up stuff. Oh boy. Remember those old 80s and 90s rap commercials that had like a really old white guy in front of like a car or something that he's selling, trying to be hip? I'm cool. I'm with it. Yeah. So that was just completely an exercise in getting myself in a better mood for the show today. I hope that it made you laugh at least and not turn off the show. But welcome back to the Living Artist Podcast. Today we are going to talk about the abundance mindset. Let's try that again. The abundance mindset. Wait. That sounded a little darker than I wanted it to.
The dark side.
Yeah, definitely don't want it to sound like that. I have been in a little funk this week. I'm sure many people have been experiencing that recently. It's just been a weird time, as you know. I hate to keep harping on this, but yes, it's still a weird time. There's still a lot of shenanigans going on out there in the world and a lot of stuff that we're dealing with. And it's just really easy to get in a funk these days. So I'm in a funk. I've been in a funk. I'm going to funk you up right now. So I just thought I would switch my mindset because I know in the past, whenever I have either been in a funk or, you know, been doing well, the thing that got me out of it or the thing that perpetuated that was having this abundant mindset that I, the abundance mindset that I cultivated over the years. And that was a bit of a mindset shift and perspective shift in my life, realizing that there really is abundance out there. And it can go for a lot of things. It can go for your creativity. It can go for your mood. It can go for your sales. I mean, I've seen big spikes in sales when I've changed my mindset. I know it sounds woo-woo. I know a lot of people out there are going to be like, yeah, right. That has nothing to do with it. Having good energy has nothing to do with it. Well, try it in your own life and come back and talk to me afterwards because I have recognized it over and over and over again in many different ways. So what is an abundance mindset? Well, the opposite is the lack mindset. This is the mindset that a lot of people have when they're just kind of not feeling it, you know, not feeling good about themselves. Maybe they're not feeling very good about their career. Maybe they were just raised to believe that if they complained, they would get what they want. Maybe they were just raised in a family that was not very positive. You know, a lot of us have that, or in a world that's not very positive. Maybe the things that you have experienced in your life have not really reflected in a way that makes you feel like there is abundance out there. But really, I'm just here to tell you, it is all about perspective, and it is all about choosing to have an abundance mindset. And once you shift to that, I swear only good things are going to happen because first of all, you're going to be happier. You're going to be a happier person. That's really the most important thing out there, even more than your creativity and your output and being successful and all those things. Really just being happy. I mean, this is your one life. So why wouldn't you want to go through it and enjoy it? Enjoy your time. Have the energy to go out there, do the things you want to do. Be positive with your loved ones and your friends. That's the most important thing. But secondly, it reflects in your work. Now, I'm not saying you have to just be like, oh, yay, I'm so excited. I'm going to go create. Like, you don't have to be like that all the time when you're creating. That's not what an abundance mindset is. I can go out and put on some really dark music or some Elliott Smith and get into that kind of really dark, moody atmosphere and access that and put that into my creativity and still have an abundance mindset that this is going to work out. It's going to be great. There's so many ideas out there for me to just pluck out of the ether and put into work or put into practice. And that, you know, eventually it's going to get out there and sell and people are going to like it and somebody's going to have it in their home or it's going to be in a gallery and it's going to affect people. That's an abundance mindset. Now, a lot of people think that resources, that everything is finite out there. Well, that's one way to look at it. But if you just drive around the city of Los Angeles, for example, it is huge. There are so many neighborhoods. And yes, there are really poor neighborhoods. There's really nice neighborhoods. And there's a lot of them. And there's a lot of houses. And there's a lot of really nice houses, like more than you could ever imagine. You could drive through Los Angeles for a week and just not leave the amount of nice neighborhoods that there are. So my point is there's a lot of people out there with a lot of money. And when you think about it from that perspective, there is so that's just one city, right? One city out of thousands of cities in the entire world. And in those countries and in the cities in those countries, there are also people who have a lot of money and a lot of resources. And my point to this is that whenever you start to feel like, oh, there's really nothing out there for me to sell. I can't sell my work. I can't have an art career. There's just not enough people. You know, I got to get into the right gallery. If I get into the right gallery, then, you know, they're going to expose me to the right people. But if I don't get in that gallery, if I don't continue doing this and this and, you know, getting an art dealer or whatever, you know, all that kind of stuff. I used to just pace around my apartment and do some deep breathing and just think about all of the possibilities out there, envision all of the people out there in all the different towns and all the different cities, all the people who just wanted artwork and couldn't wait to get artwork in their home to brighten up their space, to add some great energy to their house or whatever, maybe not great energy, but have a conversation starter piece in their place or, you know, whatever. Maybe they like dark pop surrealist stuff. There's a lot of people out there for whatever it is that you do. There are many, many thousands and hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people out there that like just your style. So when you think about it that way and you shift your mindset in that way, it really opens up a lot of possibilities. And when you have those kind of possibilities in your mind and when you're thinking positively like that, or you're thinking at least of the abundance that's out there, it can't help but reflect on your mood and your creativity and your ability to sell. Like it really can't. And it hasn't for me. Whenever I've been in those mindsets, I have just sold work like hotcakes. I get on a roll. Like if you go over my Instagram, I tend to sell in waves. And a lot of times that corresponds with my mood. I know it sounds funny. It sounds woo-woo. And that's okay. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to. But there are many times where I'm just feeling it. And maybe it's just my creative output. You know, you could say, oh, well, maybe you're creating better in those mindsets when you're feeling better. Fine. Same end result, right? Different path, but same end result. And maybe you're just like marketing better when you're in that mindset. Sure, that's possible too. But my point is they all those different paths and perspectives lead you to the same end result, which is you're going to feel better. You're going to sell better. You're going to have a higher creative output than you would if you were just sulking around your house going, why even try? This sucks. And I'm not making fun of anybody because that's me this week. That's me this week. I was talking to my wife on the phone yesterday and I just could not get out of the funk. I didn't even want to talk. She was talking to me and I decided, you know what? I'm just in a shitty mood. Like maybe we shouldn't talk right now. And, you know, maybe I'll feel better a bit later. But it's just been hard to kind of sustain that mood recently. And I understand that. But that's why I am reminding myself and then reminding you also of all the abundance that is still out there, even in the virus, which will not be named times, even in the housing market crisis times, even in war times. There are so many people out there that are like-minded people that want art in their life, that want to be inspired, that want you to inspire them, that want to contribute to your art and career. It's crazy. It really is. So Just shifting into that mindset, it really opens up a lot of doors for you. Now, I want to underline and underscore this very heavily that I'm not telling you to change your style. I'm not telling you to change your art style and be like, well, Preston's saying to have an abundance mindset. I have to paint flowers all the time. No, I'm not saying that. Do not start painting flowers. Unless, of course, you like to paint flowers, that's fine. You can be an artist who likes to paint demons, you know, who likes to paint severed heads on sticks, and maybe that's your jam. That's fine. That's great. It's not for everybody, but hey, if that's what you want to do, if that's your, like, you know, whatever, scary stories that tell in the dark, those types of really dark illustrations that are creepy, that not many people you'd think would want that in their home. There are still, believe it or not, thousands upon thousands of people out there, hundreds of thousands, millions of people out there who like that kind of style. That also is their jam. So that's what I mean. I'm not saying stop being dark in your work, stop feeling stuff, stop doing the thing that feeds you creatively, that exercises these demons. Maybe painting these types of things as a way to keep you sane. That's great. And I'm sure when you're feeling it, when you're painting in there, you're in that zone and you're in that flow state. And I would never tell you to stop doing that. But what I'm saying is once that's done, don't be of the mindset. Don't be that person who's like, well, a lot of people just don't want that kind of art in their home. You know, the reason I'm not selling is because there's just not a market for me out there. Well, you know what? That's not true. That's where your mindset shift needs to be. That's where the abundance mindset can come in. You can just start understanding and realizing there are so many different types of people out there. There are so many types of people out there that love this stuff. I mean, look at the horror film market. You know how many people love to go be scared and watch horror films? That's crazy. I mean, it just fulfills some sort of human need or feeling that people want to experience. So there are millions of people out there who like that stuff. And that's what you can shift into thinking. Like, this stuff can just fly off the shelves as much as a flowery painting can fly off the shelves. So that's kind of what I'm trying to say here. People tend to like and be inspired and want to be around people who have an energy that's infectious. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be hyper. I'm just saying somebody who's like in that kind of like kick-ass, like abundance mindset. You can be a badass. You could be like a badass rapper, not like the beginning of the show, but like a real rapper, somebody who's really cool. You could be like a rock star. You could be whatever, a surfer. You don't have to be super high energy and like in your face, but people respond to people who are confident and who have that abundance mindset. So just focusing on that can help not only your career, but your relationships, your sales, the way you interact with your friends and loved ones. And look, that's the other thing. The last piece of the abundance mindset is not getting tripped up by other people and other artists having success. There is so much out there for you. I know I've touched on this before in another episode. I think it was Don't Be a Jealous Artist, but it's so true. Like, there is plenty out there for all of us. And if you just focus on what the other person has and how that takes away from you, like them getting this gig or them selling this painting or them getting this collector or them getting in this gallery takes away from you, all that's doing is exposing lack to you. And all you're going to do is see more lack in your life and in your career. You don't want that. So just see that as an opportunity. See that as a positive thing that could happen to you down the road in the future. Apply that to your life. Learn from those people. And you can also achieve that down the road, even if it means 5 years from now. Everybody has a different path, but having that abundance mindset will get you there. So choose to try to adopt this abundance mindset if you can. Try to get rid of the lack mindset. Try to apply this to your life and to your art career and to your creative output, and I think you'll be surprised. So there you have it, everybody. Thanks for listening to me talk about the abundance mindset. Now get out there
and live with abundance.
I know. That's not how it was supposed to be. Just trying to prove my point, babies, that you can be abundant and creepy at the same time. All right. See you next time. This has been the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I just want you to know that I appreciate you being here, and I'm grateful to be in your ears. Your art and creative life on this planet is meaningful, so thank you for sharing it with me. If you like this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, please subscribe and share it with your friends. You can also leave me a positive review to show your support. This helps me to reach more people with the algorithmic magic and keep the show going strong. If you want to see more of what I do and check out the art that I create, you can visit my website at www.pmsartwork.com or follow me on social media everywhere at PMS Artwork. That's it for now. See you back here next time.